Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
We bless your holy name. We exalt you. Indeed, you are all that matters in our lives. Tonight we pray that you speak to us, that you will show us your glory, you show us your power, you will help us to know you more and to know you better. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, and let everybody say amen. God bless you. You may be seated. There's a song that I taught you a couple of weeks ago, a song that says, I am your servant and I am listening. Speak to me, Lord. I need your spirit, your truth, and comfort. Speak to me, Lord. Let's run through it again. I think that it is a powerful song. I am your servant, and I am listening. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me. I need your wisdom, your truth and comfort. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me. Oh, take it again from the top. I am your servant. Tell him,
I am your servant,
and I'm listening,
and I am listening. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me.
I need your wisdom, your truth and comfort. Please speak to me, Lord.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Through your word.
Through your word. Through your spirit. Speak your words of life. Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak to me.
I am listening.
I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord.
Speak to me.
Let me hear your voice.
Speak to me.
Guide my steps, Lord,
through your word, through your spirit. Speak your words of life. Speak to me,
oh yeah.
Speak to me.
I am listening.
I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
There's a second verse. I am your servant.
I am your servant, and I am listening.
Speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me.
My heart is silent.
My heart is silent.
My soul is longing. Please speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me.
Sing it again, sing it again. I am your servant.
I am your servant.
Tonight I am listening.
And I am listening.
I need you to speak to me.
Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me.
My heart is silent. My soul is longing.
My heart is silent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My soul is longing.
Please speak.
to me, Lord.
Can you lift your hand to the Lord? Tell him, speak to me.
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Through your word.
Through your word. Through your spirit. Speak your words of life. Speak to me.
I need you, Lord.
Speak to me.
Tonight I am listening.
I am listening. I am waiting.
Speak to me.
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Oh, yeah.
Speak to me.
Through your word.
Through your word.
Through your spirit.
Speak
your words of life. Let me hear them.
Speak to me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Speak to me.
I am listening.
I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
Tonight I am listening. I am waiting.
Oh yeah. I am waiting.
Oh Lord, speak to me. My ears are open to hear your voice.
I am listening.
I am waiting.
Speak to me.
I need your guidance. I need your direction.
I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. God bless you. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Genesis chapter 3, and we want to read from verse 8 to 10 from the New King James Version of the Bible. It says, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, Adam said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' I heard your voice." The Lord God called to him, and he heard his voice. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 12 to 13 from the New Living Translation. It says, NLT, please. "And the Lord spoke to you." And the Lord did what? "And the Lord spoke to you from the heart of the fire. You heard the sound of his words, but didn't see his form. There was only a voice. There was only a voice. There was only a voice. He proclaimed his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to keep, and which he wrote on two stone tablets." One more opening of scripture, Psalms 95 and verse 7, NLT again. "For he is our God, we are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today." Amen. All right. So 2 weeks ago, I started sharing with you on the subject, the voice of God. The voice of God. And, you know, we are so engrossed and caught up in telling God about all our problems and about all our needs and all our issues, we do not realize that God also wants to speak to us. Amen. Because we do a lot of the talking, we can get to a place where we feel that what God is interested in is only to listen to us. Now, the thing about communication is that it is not very effective if only one person is doing the talking. So if you're married to somebody and the person is the only one who talks because she likes talking, all right? Because she likes talking. And I think it's understood that usually the women talk more than the men. Or why do you want to argue about this? When you do that, you're not being honest. Monica, do women not like talking more than men? Yes. Oh, when you try and contest facts like that, I'll raise questions about your honesty and your sincerity. Okay. But relationships do not thrive if conversation is just one-sided. Is that not so? Yeah. So in the same way, our relationship with God is not deepened when we don't listen to Him. And it's important for us to recognize that God actually has a voice. And He speaks. God has a voice and He speaks. And there are many passages of scripture that point to this, including the ones that I read to us today. And the voice of God is very critical for our lives. If we are going to do well in this life, if we're going to succeed, if we're going to make it in this whole Christian experience, one of the very important things that we must develop is our ability to hear the voice of God speaking to us. Amen. Now, as for God, He speaks ever so often to us. But the issue is that we are not listening. So then the impression is that God is not saying anything. But the fact of the matter is that He says a lot of things which we ignore, which we don't hear. The fact that we don't hear does not mean that He's not speaking. Sometimes we deliberately choose not to hear. Other times also, genuinely, we don't realize that He's speaking to us. I mean, have you ever had a situation before where somebody was speaking to you, you didn't realize, and another person would tell, he's speaking to you, or he's calling you, or he's addressing you. From the very beginning, there was no question at all that you are the one that he's trying to get your attention. But somewhere, somehow, you didn't realize that you were the one being spoken to. I therefore need all of us to understand that God speaks to us ever so often. But the issue really is whether we are listening to Him. Amen. You know, there are many Christians who find it spooky and creepy when they hear people say that I heard God speaking to me or God said to me. So when they hear some other Christians talking that way, they feel that this person is not very correct. It's a very creepy, spooky kind of Christian. He's not spooky. He's not creepy. The problem is that you are carnal. And so you don't realize that God actually speaks. And you can hear God speaking to you. And ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to be safe through this life, if we are going to be truly blessed, if we are going to be promoted, if our expectations and our dreams are going to be met, then we must learn to skillfully identify the voice of God in our lives. I'm telling you, a lot of our struggles through this life comes from this simple thing, or this truth, that we don't hear the voice of God. So we live life according to our own terms, according to what we see, what we think, what we feel. And we get into so many troubles and end up having so many problems, which we could have saved ourselves from if only we had listened out for the voice of God. Because his voice is what will guide us in this dark world and bring us to a place of blessing. The voice of God is ever so essential in the life of the people of God. Hallelujah. In the very beginning, when God created the first man and the first woman, they actually had the privilege of seeing God. What we call a theophany. And I explained to you that a theophany is where God manifests himself physically and tangibly to somebody. And that was the experience that Adam and Eve had. Because at that time, the sin problem hadn't come in. So they actually saw God, whatever God chose to reveal of himself. It's a mystery. We don't know exactly how they saw him. All right? But because they were pure. Remember what Jesus said in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the pure in spirit, for they will do what? They shall see God. They shall see God. So they were pure before they fell. So it is logical to think that they saw God. But after they fell, that thing was lost. You know? After they fell, that thing was lost. And that is why, was it Isaiah who screamed and said, "Woe is me!" You know what he said in Isaiah chapter 6? He said that in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Now, when he saw the Lord, his response was that, "Woe is me." So he saw certain aspects of God, certain features of God. And there are times when God chooses to reveal himself in a physical, tangible, accommodating way to men. There are examples of that in scripture. So for example, Abraham saw God when God appeared in the company of two other persons on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He saw God, he sat with God, he talked with God, he prepared mutton stew and bread, and God ate and drank milk. All right? So God chose to reveal himself physically and tangibly to Abraham. You remember also how Jacob wrestled with a spirit being till day broke. And now the spirit being said, "Let me go, for day is breaking." He said, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." Now, Bible theologians believe that it was God who, in an accommodating way, manifested himself to Jacob. And Jacob, I mean, how is it possible that Jacob can actually wrestle with God and prevail? But what it means is that God allowed it. God allowed it. Another example is just before the walls of Jericho came down, Joshua saw a being, a supernatural being with a sword drawn, and he inquired, "Who are you? Are you for us or you are against us?" And that being explained to him that, "I am the commander of the armies of the Lord." In other words, I am the Lord of hosts. Now, it is believed that that was Jesus. And when Jesus reveals himself in that, and this was before his incarnation, when he became flesh, he revealed himself in that way. And that is what is called Christophany, where Christ reveals himself physically. So these occurrences are there, but you will notice that there are very few of such experiences. And the truth of the matter, ladies and gentlemen, is that it is not very likely that you and I are going to have a theophany where we actually will see God in a physical and in a tangible way. What God has decided to do with us is to lead us and to guide us and to direct us and to be involved in our lives through his voice. Amen. Through his voice. So again, I cannot overemphasize the point. We must, you know, learn to identify the voice of God speaking to us. I explained to you a couple of weeks ago that there's a challenge. And the challenge is simply this, that there are so many voices that speak to us every day. The voice of your mind, the voice of your flesh, the voice of your spirit, the voice of your emotions, your parents, your siblings, your family, your spouse, your pastor, your teacher, your neighbors. So there are so many voices that ring in our ears every single day. How do you distinguish the voice of God from all these other voices? There is an art to it, and there's a skill that every child of God must develop, which is the reason why I am sharing this message with you. Can I have an amen? So what do we need to know about the voice of God? Number one, to know the voice of God, we must know the Lord, be known of him, and we must submit to him. To know the voice of God, we must know the Lord. We must have a relationship with him. We must be known of him, and we must submit to him. If we are going to know and recognize the voice of God in our lives. So in John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep, that means they belong to me. My sheep listen to my voice. They submit to me. I know them and they follow me. My sheep. So he calls them, those who know his voice, he calls them his sheep. So to hear the voice of God and to know the voice of God, the starting point is that you must belong to him. You must be born again. You must be a child of God. Of course, God can speak to unbelievers, yes. But I'm talking about a kind of relationship where God speaks to you all the time. And that relationship, it begins when you become born again. So to know the voice of God, we must know the Lord, we must be known of him, and we must submit to him. If we don't submit to him, if we don't decide to follow him, there's no way that we can know him well enough and know his voice well enough. So if you ask me, Pastor, how can I know the voice of God? How can I recognize the voice of God? The first important thing is that you must know the Lord, you must be known of him, and you must submit to him. Hallelujah. Number two, the second thing we need to know about the voice of God is that to know the voice of God, you must know the different ways God speaks to us. To know the voice of God, you must know the different ways God speaks to us. If you do not know how God speaks to us or the different channels that God uses to speak to us, you will not recognize his voice when he's speaking, and you will not know his voice when he's speaking to you. So to know the voice of God, you must know the different ways that God speaks to us or the channels that he uses. What are some of the channels? Number one, his word. His word. God speaks to us through his word. So if you want to know the voice of God, if you want to hear the voice of God and know what he's saying to you,
You got to get into his word. You got to get into his word. Which is why, as a pastor, I keep advocating that the people of God, the children of God, must know the word of God for themselves. How many have heard me say that countless times? I say that all the time. And one important reason why this must be so is that to know the voice of God, you must get into his word. The Bible is God's word to us. And it is actually his voice in written form. I'll say that again. The Bible is God's word to us. And it is God's word to us, or God's voice to us, in written form. I can speak to you by sending you a WhatsApp message. Ejiruba, have I spoken to you today? How did I speak to you? I haven't seen you. The first time I'm seeing you today is this evening. So how did I speak to you? Through WhatsApp. Through WhatsApp. I didn't speak to you audibly with my physical voice, but I wrote a message to you. It was a written message, but it was I speaking to you. Did you have any doubt that I was the one speaking to you? You knew that it was me, even though you didn't hear my voice, but you knew that I was speaking to you, and I spoke to you through the words that I wrote. So that's what it is with the Bible, with the word of God. It is God speaking to us. It is God's voice to us. It's just that voice is in written form. So if you want to know the voice of God, you must get into the word. You must get into the word. Let's look at a few scriptures that talk about the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Through your spirit, through what? Through your word, through your spirit, speak your words of life, speak to me. Speak to me. I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me. So you see that it talks about through your word. Through your word, speak to me. Through your word, speak to me. And I'm sure you've guessed the second channel by which God speaks to us, through his Holy Spirit. But let's just stay with the word of God for a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. It says, all scripture. Where do you find scripture? Where is the scripture? The Bible. And it is saying that all scripture, that means all the Bible, is inspired by God. That means God is behind it. Another version says all scripture is God breathed. God breathed. So God is behind it. When you take your Bible and you are reading the words recorded therein, know that these are the words of God, and these are words that were inspired by God. That God is behind those words that have been captured in the Holy Bible. So all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. God uses it, that means the scripture, to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. When you take your Bible, ladies and gentlemen, understand that the Bible teaches us The Bible makes us to realize what is wrong in our lives. The Bible corrects us when we are wrong. The Bible teaches us to do what is right. God uses the Bible to prepare and equip us to do every good work. So how is he doing that? He's speaking to us to correct us, to teach us, to make us see what is wrong in our lives, to teach us to do what is right, to prepare and equip us. He is speaking these things to us through his word. Written word. But it is definitely God speaking to us. How many can understand what I'm explaining to you? 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 to 21. 2 Peter 1, 20 to 21. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they did what? They spoke from God. Another way of looking at it is to say that God was speaking through them. So here the Bible is explaining that when you take the word of God, which is a prophetic book, if you want to narrow it down to the prophets, the books in the Bible that are prophetic books, like Daniel, Hosea, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and so on and so forth, you find out that the prophets said a lot of things. Now, this scripture is explaining that what they said was not their own thing. It was not by their own understanding. But God actually moved them by his spirit. And what they spoke was from God. It was like God was speaking to them. Or God was speaking to us. Or God is speaking to us through them. That is why I can give a message to Pastor James to deliver to Pastor Paul. And when Pastor James goes to Pastor Paul, he's going to tell him that Bishop said you should come. Now, even though it is Pastor James who spoke those words to Pastor Paul, he's intelligent enough to know that it is not Pastor James who is calling him, but that I am calling him through Pastor James. Easy to understand, is that not so? Yes. So that is the sort of mindset that you must have where the word of God is concerned. That it contains the voice of God. And if we are serious about knowing God's voice and hearing God's voice, it is essential and imperative that we get into the Bible, into the word of God. And again, I say to you, my friends, read the Bible for yourself. Allow God to speak to you directly from his word. Thank God for your pastor. Thank God for your pastors. Sunday after Sunday, we stand here to minister the word of God to you, to explain the scriptures to you. As I'm standing here right now, I am taking you through the word of God. That is important. That is essential. But I'm urging you, as I've done other times before, that go into God's word yourself. There are some pastors who feel that they will become irrelevant if their church members know the word of God for themselves. Then it's like, so what is the use of your pastor? If everything that I'm going to share with you, you know it. All right? So there are pastors and men of God and ministers of the gospel who want to make the ministry so mystical and create an impression that they are an extraordinary group of people who appear from Venus or Jupiter. That we are not human beings. We have some special revelation. What special revelation? Everything that I know by the grace of God, you can know it for yourself. And I know it not because I am more special than you are. The only reason why I know many of the things that I know is because I have studied. I have read the Bible. Before I came into this service, I was in a class. I have gone back to school. Bible school. I am in a theology institute. At my age. And today, the person who was teaching the class was teaching about evangelism. How to do effective evangelism. Have I not taught you how to do effective evangelism? But I've humbled myself for a little girl who I can give. Can I give birth to her? It's possible. To be teaching me. And I ask questions. When I raise my hand and I ask a question. And then she mentioned, yes, Johnny. Hey, because that's my name there. I didn't go as pastor, reverend, evangelist, bishop, archbishop, cardinal, pope, his eminence. I am none of those things. I am just Johnny. Why do I go through all of these things? Because I realize that I need to know more. I need to learn more. And the truth of the matter is that many of the things that I'm going through in this theological institute are things that I already know. And I know them because I have studied them and I've been taught in a previous life some of the things, not all of the things. I'm just trying to get you to understand, my friend, that you can know the voice of God for yourself. And one of the main channels of achieving this is to get into the Word. Get into the Word. Get into the Word. Which is why any opportunity that you have to learn more of God's Word, you don't blow it. If we say to you, come to church at 9 o'clock and sit through the Christian maturity class where you'll be taught the Word of God, embrace that opportunity. I am amazed at the number of church members who struggle to get to church at 9 o'clock to sit through this class. Yet these same people, from Monday to Friday, they leave home at 4:30, 5 a.m. to catch a bus to go to work. Yet to get to church at 9 o'clock and sit through a class that will help you develop your relationship with God and know His voice better, it is a problem. It is fancy that I'm speaking to you like that. It's not tongues. I don't get it. Or if we say we are having an assembly meeting. Now, the thing about an assembly meeting is that it's an opportunity to discuss the Word of God. You have an opportunity to ask questions. You have an opportunity to contribute. You have an opportunity to have things explained a little further to you. And that opportunity, You may not have it in a regular church service. And can you imagine that last Sunday, Pastor James will be ministering. Then somebody in the congregation will say, please say, I want to ask a question. I don't understand what you are saying. You can't do that. You are spoiling the church. There is a place for that. And that place is assembly meeting. Assembly then. That's where you can ask those questions. And in the Bible class that you come for Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, we must really take the word of God seriously, because that word contains the voice of God. And if we really want to know the voice of God well, then we must be deeply, you know, we must be deeply addicted to the word of God. Amen. Now, I want us to read some more scriptures about the word of God, just to help buttress. Darling, I think your torch light is on. You are spoiling the battery. Alright? Let's look at some more scriptures that show us what the word of God is. How that the word of God contains God's voice. It contains God's command, God's instruction, God's promises. We are looking at scriptures that show us what we can get through the word of God. And we can get all those things because the word of God contains the voice of God. And if you follow that voice, a lot of very wonderful things are going to happen to us. So many scriptures. And these scriptures that I'm about to read are all from Psalms 119. If you are looking for a chapter in the Bible that talks a lot about the word of God and the benefits of the word of God, go to Psalms 119. Verse 1. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. The instructions of the Lord. Where do you find the instructions of the Lord? In the Bible. The instructions of the Lord are the voice of God to us. And it says, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. So God is speaking to us through the Bible. And that Bible contains his instructions. And as we follow the instructions, we are following his voice. And as we follow his voice, we end up experiencing the joy of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. Psalms 119 verse 35. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Your commands. Where do you find the commands of God? In the Bible. The commands of God are his voice to us in his word. As we follow the commands of God, we are following the voice of God. And the result of that is we receive happiness. He said, for that is where my happiness is found. Verse 37, Psalm 119. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Again, the word of God contains the voice of God. And he says that through the word of God, which is the voice of God, you and I will find life. Amen. Verse 38. Reassure me of your promise made to those who fear you. Where do you find the promises of God? In the Bible. And the promises of God have to do with what he's telling you that he will do for you and do in your life. If you don't go into the Bible, you will not discover the promises of God. You will not discover what God is saying to you. You will not discover the voice of God for you. And you will never know what God has said he's going to do in your life. Hallelujah. Verse 59. I pondered the direction of my life and I turned to follow your laws. What the psalmist is saying here is that he asked himself that, me at all, where am I going? Where is my life headed? And then he took a decision. I tend to follow your laws. Where do you find the laws of God? In the Bible. The laws of God are the voice of God to you. Any law that you read in the Bible is the voice of God to you. And when you follow that voice, when you follow that law, you will receive direction for life. You will not be lost as you go through this life. Verse 67 is connected to 59. I used to wander off until you disciplined me, but now I closely follow your word. And remember, God's word contains his voice. And as we follow his word, we are following his voice, and it will save us from wandering away in all kinds of places. And sometimes to stop us from wandering, God will discipline us. He will speak to us. He will correct things. He will rebuke us. He will reprove us. He will chastise us through his voice. And that will help to get us back on track. Verse 73 of Psalms 119. You made me, you created me. Now give me the sense to follow your commands. Where do you find the commands of God? In the Bible. The commands of God contain the voice of God, or the voice of God contains the commands of God. Now, he says, give me the sense. Help me to realize that the most sensible thing I can do is to follow your voice and to follow your commands. If we don't follow the voice of God and follow the commands of God, we will become senseless. We'll become jimmy as we go through life. Do you see? How many want to be jimmy in life? Does anybody want to be jimmy? But you become jimmy if you don't follow the commands of God and if you don't follow the voice of God. Verse 93 of Psalms 119. I will never forget your commandments, for by them you give me life. God's commandments are in his word. The commandments of God reveal the voice of God, and we have life as we follow that voice. Psalms 119, verse 97 to 100. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. God's word contains his instructions, his commands, his laws. And these things guide you through life, and they cause you to become wiser. And all these things, instructions, commands, laws, they are all connected to the voice of God. When you read a commandment in the word of God, it is the voice of God to you. When you read an instruction in the Bible, it is the voice of God to you. When you read a law in the Bible, it is the voice of God to you. And as you follow all these things, you'll be following the voice of God, and you'll be guided to a good place in your life. Hallelujah. Verse 105, we're almost there. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Your word, the word of God, which is the written, which is the voice of God in written form. That word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Without the voice of God, as we find and discover it in the Bible and in the word of God, we will be totally lost. The reason why we have a sense of purpose and direction in our lives is because God is guiding us. Cast your mind back to how your life was before you got saved. The futility of your life, the uselessness of your life, the wandering through life without purpose and without a sense of direction. But have you realized that after you got saved, there is a lot more purpose and direction to your life? And you see more of that as you get into the Word of God. And you read the Holy Scriptures. And you get to hear the voice of God to your life. Psalms 119. Hey, the scriptures are a lot though. It's okay. Psalm 119 verse 130. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. The word of God contains the voice of God, and it gives us light and illumination. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So ladies and gentlemen, to know the voice of God, you need to know the channels through which God speaks and communicates with us. And the number one primary channel that he uses to speak to us is his word. So his word is actually supposed to guide us, such that if you hear any voice speaking to you and that voice doesn't line up with what God has said in his word, reject it. That's the only way you can save yourself from false prophets. You should know what God has said or what God is saying to you. How would you know that? From his word. So that if anybody comes to you and says something that is contrary to the voice of God that you heard in his word, you should know that this person is not speaking by the Spirit of God. That's the litmus test. But unfortunately, many Christians cannot do this for the simple fact that they don't know the word of God. They don't know what God has said in his word. They don't know the voice of God. So they are confused when they are hearing another voice speaking to them. Sometimes the voice of the prophet is the voice of God. But it is not so all the time. How can you tell the difference? You should know the voice of God. You should know so that when anybody, your pastor, your bishop, your prophet is saying anything to you, you should know whether what he is saying is actually God speaking. And the only way you can know is when you know the voice of God, that voice that you have now learned and recognized and identified from his word. You should know that voice so that anything that is said to you that contradicts what the voice of God has said to you in his word, it is not a voice that you should listen to, and it's not a voice that you should pay attention to. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end here. And again, we've been talking about the voice of God. The voice of God. I have explained to you that the voice of God is very critical for the believer and for the Christian. God is not likely to manifest himself physically to you and I, as he has done in a few cases in the Word of God. But his way of guiding us and directing us and helping us to do well in this life is through his voice. Because somebody can speak to you, and by what he says, you can be guided and directed, and you know which way to go. I use Google Map ever so often. In fact, almost all the time when I set off from the house, I key in my location. And I do so because I want to avoid traffic. Now, when I key my destination in, I hear a voice. I don't know who the person is. So you tend to know. So you tie tiao. So you chumalango. So I don't know. But I listen to that voice and I follow that voice to get to my destination. There are a lot of traffic situations that I have been saved from just by that voice. Just by that voice. And that is how it is with the voice of God. It will save us from a lot of things if only we would tune in to the voice of God. If only we will become experts at identifying and recognizing the voice of God as He speaks to us. And today I've explained to you that the main channel, or one of the main channels by which God speaks to us and by which we can hear His voice, is the Bible, is the Word of God. And I pray that what you've heard today will stir up in you a strong desire to know more of God's word. The more of God's word you know, the more of God's voice you will recognize. God bless you, and may the Spirit of God give you deeper understanding regarding what you've heard today. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, tonight. We are grateful to you for your word. Thank you, Father, that you are interested in speaking to us. That the primary way that you guide us through this dark, perverse world is through your voice. There are many horrible situations that we may have encountered in life simply because we did not follow your voice. We followed other voices. We followed other guides, and we didn't end up well. But we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in this season where we find ourselves, may the voice of God become so important to us. Holy Spirit, help us to go deeper and deeper into the Word of God, so that we will know the voice of God better, so that we will recognize when God is speaking to us. I thank you for everyone who joined in the service, physically, virtually. Bless them all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.